From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Monday, July 13th, and here are today's stories. After a primary election, a runoff election, and a recount, Sioux Falls finally has a winner in their mayoral race. Christine Erickson is officially the next mayor of Sioux Falls. However, there are still some legal interventions her opponent, Jamie Smith, is considering taking. By only a 4-vote difference, the people of Sioux Falls have elected Christine Erickson to be their next mayor. She is the first woman mayor in Sioux Falls history. While Erickson knows her opponent, Jamie Smith, is exploring other legal actions, she says she is confident and ready to be the next mayor.
We've got such a great community. I'm excited to engage with people, find out the things that we're doing well, find out the things that we need to do better at, and really look forward to engaging with all people of Sioux Falls. You know, this election is historic in nature by the slim margin. And it just goes to show how important your civic duty is to make sure you're registered to vote and make sure you exercise your right to vote.
On the other side of the election, Smith isn't ready to quit just yet. He says his team is currently reviewing a few decisions made by the recount board that could change the outcome of the election. Smith asks the people of Sioux Falls to have patience as they work to ensure the election results are accurate in accordance with the laws and rules in South Dakota.
I've witnessed a lot of people that are saying just give it up. And while that would be the easy thing to do, I am probably as tired as anybody in this process. I feel we owe it to the people of Sioux Falls, to our supporters and non-supporters alike, to make sure that we use the processes in place to make sure that this election result is the will of the people of Sioux Falls.
Erickson is set to be sworn in on July 17th, but any legal intervention would likely delay the new mayor taking office. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley joins a nationwide effort to crack down on illegal robocalls. Jackley says he and 48 other attorneys general are calling on the FCC to strengthen rules to cut off scammers' access to phone numbers. Their letter to the FCC says scammers illegally spoof other people's phone numbers to make a call look like it's coming from a legitimate company or agency. In many cases, the scammers are buying these legitimate phone numbers. The attorneys general are calling on the FCC to tighten rules over selling phone numbers. The South Dakota Supreme Court rules against a group of homeowners suing the state after their homes were damaged by a mining sinkhole. SDPB's Josh Chilson reports.
The dispute centers around the Hideaway Hills housing development in Blackhawk, just north of Rapid City. The land this development was built on has mining history dating back a century. A company began mining gypsum underground in the 1920s. In 1985, the state cement plant bought the land and strip mined there for several years. A private developer eventually bought the land and built a housing development known as Hideaway Hills. It was completed in 2005. According to court documents, the realtor contracted to sell the homes did not include information about mining in the purchase agreements. Nearly all the people who bought homes in the development say they did not know about the mining. Residents began noticing issues within a few years. Then, in 2020, a nearly 30-foot deep sinkhole opened up just feet from home. 13 homes were evacuated and remain vacant. A group of homeowners filed lawsuits in both state and federal courts against the developers, the realtor, and Meade County. All these suits were dismissed. They also sued the state of South Dakota in regards to the state cement plant operations, arguing the state damaged private property for public use. The state argued its mining operations took place while the property was owned by the state. Therefore, it was not private property at the time. A circuit court ruled in the state's favor. The homeowners appealed. In its new ruling, the state Supreme Court unanimously upheld the circuit court decision. The court's decision was penned by retired Justice Jeanine Kern. She wrote, "The court acknowledges, quote, the devastating and sympathetic circumstances in which the plaintiffs find themselves. But, she says, the court is limited to the claims before them. And they found the plaintiffs ultimately failed to establish the state took or damaged private property for public use." I'm SDPB's Josh Chilson.
The South Dakota Board of Economic Development approves another round of funding for projects, including a sales tax rebate for a weapons manufacturer. TechOrd has operated a weapons plant in Clear Lake since 1988. It received a $2.4 million sales tax rebate to help build an automated ammunition production facility. This comes following Governor Larry Roden's push to boost the defense industry in the state. The board also approved a $300,000 loan for a nut and bolt company in Sioux Falls and a $250,000 loan for Madison Family Dental. The Board of Economic Development says funding for these projects will generate over $115 million in capital investment and create 74 full-time jobs. Community leaders and developers are celebrating the ceremonial groundbreaking of a new development in downtown Sioux Falls. The multi-phase project is on the East Bank near the 8th and Railroad Center. Sioux Falls leaders and project developers are excited for the future of the city as they begin breaking ground on a new development. The Switchyard project is a five-story, 60,000 square feet development with space for offices, residential units, and a parking garage. The construction will also include an extension of the Sioux Falls bike trail on the east side of the development. Miles Beacom is the CEO of Premier Bankcard and former chair of the Greater Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce. He says he looks forward to seeing how this development will continue to strengthen Sioux Falls.
It's amazing if you step back 10 years and think about the changes that have gone on in Sioux Falls, and they are truly phenomenal. This is going to be another great step. It's going to be a great addition to the quality of life that we have right here in Sioux Falls.
City leaders say they believe this project is the beginning of a new chapter for downtown. Brian Hansen is the CEO of Downtown Sioux Falls. He says the project is a visible marker of the city's continual momentum.
The improvements coming with this project in particular, from roadway enhancements to parking infrastructure, bike path connections, will create not only value for the people who live here, but for people who work here, who visit here, and who experience downtown, and even all the residents of Sioux Falls that will benefit from a wider tax base.
Hansen says Downtown Sioux Falls is currently responsible for 14% of the city's sales tax generation and 2% of the state's, so investments such as this one will ultimately benefit South Dakota as a whole. The project developer says the first phase of the development will begin construction in the fall, with an anticipated completion date set for early 2028. The State Unified Judicial System, or UJS, has proposed consolidating the 4th and 7th circuits. That would create a massive judicial circuit that stretches from Harding County down to the Pine Ridge Reservation that also includes the Rapid City metropolitan area. The UJS says the move is being made to increase operational efficiency for West River. A request for an interview was declined. State Court Administrator Greg Satizan writes the office is waiting for public forums on the matter to finish before making a comment. Those three forums are on Wednesday, August 26th, and will offer information from the UJS end and a comment period from the public end. The events are scheduled for Rapid City in the Pennington County Courthouse from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30, in Sturgis in the Meade County Courthouse from 11 to noon, and in Lemon at the Lonesome Dove Conference Center from 3:30 to 4:30 Mountain Time. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News. And visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.